It was a dimly lit dive that reeked of malt, mildew, and cigarette smoke. My eyes took a moment to adjust. Along the dark old bar and at each one of the rickety tables was a tin bowl full of Wisconsin cheddar cheese spread and a plastic basket of crackers. I had walked into this watering hole on the side of the road to Waupun, Wisconsin, to meet with FBI Special Agent Louis Tomaselli, but he hadn't yet arrived. Somewhat out of place in my gray-blue skirt and dark blue blazer, I ordered bourbon straight up and sat at a small table. As the jukebox played a Johnny Cash song, Tomaselli, dressed casually in blue jeans and a plaid shirt, requested a whiskey and sat down. I gave him the update. "We're making progress with Richard Masick. He's beginning to open up. In addition, he's sending letters to me almost every day. They're single-spaced and handwritten, up to 20 pages each. Sometimes he sends letters 3 times a day. I'm not sure I believe it yet, but he says he trusts me." Tomaselli nodded, spread some cheese on a cracker, ate it in one bite, took a gulp of his drink, and informed me that Masick would likely be transferred to a prison in Illinois. "It'll be sometime soon. They have enough to warrant extradition for the Lossman killings." "Do you know when?" Tomaselli shook his head. He glanced around the place and stared at a neon beer sign. Then he tried to regale me with macho stories of his latest case, in which he was able to infiltrate a Wisconsin motorcycle gang, to ride with them and become accepted as an insider. A few minutes later, he boasted about his training exploits at the new FBI center in Quantico, Virginia. He leaned forward and bragged. "It's got 385 acres, huge. It's completely wooded, completely secure."